Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Let's recognize ourselves an everyday hero. Wisconsin's Morning News defines an everyday hero as an average John or Jane Doe who had no idea when they got up one morning that they'd be saving a life. Everyday Hero, sponsored by Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care, Azura Memory Care. Today, Vince, we head to the Northwoods, Wisconsin, Burnett County. Ryan Byerman was hunting with his 12-year-old son, Owen. They were bear hunting. And his son spotted a bear near Siren, Wisconsin. And they were in a tree stand, so he fired at the bear, wounding it, but the animal ran off. So hunters will tell you, well, you got to find this animal. You can't let this thing just run off. You got to find
it. You have a wounded bear running around the woods.
Got to put it out of its misery and all that. So they did start the search. About 20 to a half hour later, they did find the wounded bear. Unfortunately, Byerman wasn't prepared for it. He tells WTMJ's Wisconsin's Midday News with Jessica Ty and Greg Matzik that he walked into a clearing 5 feet away, standing there like a cat about ready to pounce, was the bear.
And I started backing up and pulling my pistol. And at that point, I started shooting in the bear's direction. I never got the pistol up to see down the sights. I don't know if I was probably hoping to hit the bear, but, I mean, scared if nothing else.
Yeah, so Byerman just starts firing shots, but isn't able to get the gun pointed upright to hit the animal. The bear grabs him, starts shaking him.
The best way I can explain it is just about everybody's seen a dog playing with a toy where they shake their head and shaking a rope bone or a stuffed animal or what have you. Well, I was the stuffed animal or the rope bone, and he was shaking. The bear was shaking me like crazy.
So he starts like a chew toy.
Yeah, he starts hitting the bear's head with his gun, the pistol. He says it felt like hitting a brick wall. It wasn't doing anything. But he said one time he was able to hit the bear in the ear, and the bear immediately backed off quickly, but then came right back for him.
All I could see was claws and teeth coming towards my face. At that point, I stuck my right arm up, protect my face just instinctively. And I remember the first bite, my arm, it was a crunch.
Ugh, it didn't break his arm, but it ripped it up pretty good. Also bit up his face pretty good. At that moment, 12-year-old Owen, his son, calm, cool, and collected.
My son was calm through the whole thing. It was amazing.
And from about 5 feet away, Owen tells KARE-TV.
Think twice, had you shot it.
Boom. Took care of the bear, one shot of his rifle.
I heard the report of the rifle, saw the muzzle flash. I felt the bullet hit the bear and had the bear moving from my right to my left, and I tear off of me, and it actually died right next to me, right next to where I was laying.
Byerman tells Wisconsin's Midday News he's so proud of his son, calls him a hero, says there's no way he would have survived that attack from this bear had it not been for his son. Thank you, Owen.
That was maybe the most graphic everyday hero ever.
But he's alive and well to
disturbing.
Talk about it. Yeah. Thank you, Owen, for being an everyday hero and saving Pop. Everyday Heroes, sponsored by Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care.